Today, I would like to write about fireworks festivals. Since it is July, there are going to be many festivals in Japan. In the US, we also have a big celebration on July 4th. This is the Independence Day for the US. On the 4th of July, most Americans go to one family member's house and have an American-style barbecue. American barbecues usually have hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, potato salad, and fruit. Then, at night, we have fireworks and sparklers. Sparklers are the small fireworks you can hold in your hand. The children usually play with sparklers as the sun is setting. Once the sun goes down, everyone gathers in the yard and we shoot off big fireworks. Usually, this lasts only about 30 minutes because fireworks go very fast. However, if your family is rich or many people buy fireworks, it can last a long time. This is a difference in Japan, I think, at least in Tokyo. Since Tokyo is a big city, we cannot set off big fireworks at home. So we must go to a festival to see big fireworks. For summer festivals, many people dress up traditionally in Japan also. I think that is really interesting. Americans don't really have any kind of traditional dress, so I really want to try wearing a yukata to a fireworks festival in Japan. The atmosphere at Japanese fireworks festivals is really good. The food for fireworks festivals is also different in Japan. Instead of hamburgers and hot dogs, you can eat yakitori or takoyaki or other street food. Americans usually only see fireworks around the 4th of July, but in Japan, you can see fireworks all summer long. I really love this because I really love fireworks. However, in Japan, it is really crowded at festivals. In the US, we can watch fireworks from our homes, so that is also nice.